KPEW. Monitoring.
Fang, KP4 CPA Mobile. Name here is David.
This is Ben, as in Benjamin.
Down here, just north of Simpsonville. How you doing today?
Well, I'm doing good. I've been to two different doctors today. I had lab work. They just had to draw some blood, and then I went to orthopedic doctor and got some gel injected into my right knee. So I'm just headed to the house. I got to make one stop at a store, and then I'll be headed to the house.
Sorry about your doctor's appointments, but it is a nice day out there, and I've been stuck inside working all day. I've got about 30 minutes before I can close it up.
It's nice. The monitor on my car says 80. I don't know if that's right or not. It might be close. I think it was about 77 when I left the house, probably an hour or so ago. But anyway, it is nice. Almost no clouds in the sky, and it's a beautiful day. I'm over here on Wade Hampton and Taylor's.
I installed a antenna toggle switch today, so I can, got a disc cone up on top of the house, so I flip the switch, I can use my radio, or I can flip it again, and it runs to the SDR that I can use for scanning. So, pretty cool that I'll be able to, I can't use both of them at the same time, but that I'll be able to tie into the same antenna and not be undoing, plugs and over and over again. Seems to be working well. Everything I've heard on the radio this afternoon has been quite clear.
Good. I've got to get on that. My antenna, it's in need of repair. I got the parts to fix it. I just hadn't gotten out there to do it, I tell you. Well, I was on vacation last week. I was gone Sunday to Sunday, and so I just got back in town. But anyway, now I don't really have an excuse.
Somewhere fun.
Into Gatlinburg, or Pigeon Forge, actually. I don't know why I keep saying Gatlinburg. And it was a lot of fun. My grandsons were there, and we just had a good time. Took the oldest one, he's 9, he got to ride some go-karts with me, and we just had a good time, and took him to Dollywood, and got 3 grandsons, so they all had a blast, and it was fun watching. I'm not much into theme parks anymore. I used to be, but not anymore.
Yeah, same here. I'm not much into theme parks, but I really love a good roller coaster. So, if I could find the roller coasters without the lines, I'd be set. But it just doesn't work that way.
Got them at Dollywood, and and she's building more, because we did the train ride, and it kind of goes around the perimeter of the park, and you could see several different things going up, but you could tell one of them was a new roller coaster.
I found that. My wife has been to Dollywood, but myself and my 2 daughters have not. So we are going to get up there at some point, so maybe I should wait and see when that new roller coaster is announced. Maybe get the trip planned in then.
He said it would be in spring of 23. So, because all the pieces and parts were laying on the ground.
Hollywood, is this a park that gets, like, is it really crowded year-round, or is there an on-season, an off-season? When would be the best time to go?
Went on a Thursday, and it really wasn't too bad. And we got there when it opens at 10, and, and of course, as the morning progressed, people started coming in more, but it still wasn't what I would call crowded, and I was a little surprised because, with the leaves, I think last week was, the week before last was the peak season for the leaves, but the leaves are still beautiful. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there, looking at the leaves, and I'm really surprised there wasn't more people up there.
Thursday, and there's probably no school system fall breaks this week. So that's when we try to go, like, to the beach or to Helen, Georgia or stuff. We try to line that up with school breaks. Sometimes South Carolina's school fall or spring break will be different from Georgia and North Carolina, and those are the good weeks because those kids are all still in school, but South Carolina is out, so things tend to be a little less crowded, but it doesn't always work out like that.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Everybody's in school. Well, when you're on vacation, I don't know, and I'm retired, so, none of that really comes into my realm of thinking a lot of times because I'm not in those circles anymore. But anyway, well, I have stopped here at Publix. I'm going to have to jump out and pick up a prescription, and I'll be back in a minute. But anyway, good to talk with you, and we'll talk to you later, Ben. 73 is... KP4CBA, clear up to yours.
Grab you a little snack while you're in there at the Publix, and I'm sure I'll catch you here along some other time. So, Office 73, KO4ZEW, I'm clear and monitoring.
UN monitoring. KB2 GUN monitoring.
4ZEW, how you doing this afternoon? This is Ben. Down in Simpsonville.
Doing real well. This is KB2GUN. My name is Bill, and I'm over here in Mills River. Yeah, how are things going for yourself over there?
It's been kind of a crazy day at work, but I'm about to wrap it up in a few minutes. Thankfully, I work at home, so I don't have that commute, but I do have to go pick up my daughter from school. But things kind of slowed down for the day, so I decided I'd pick up some radio time.
UN5D check. Yeah, sounds real good. Well, I guess it's a good thing working from home, but I'm retired, and I just stay home, and I get a lot of radio time here at home, so... If I'm not on 2 meters, I'm on HF or messing around a little bit with FT8.
Okay. I'm pretty new at this. I got technician in April, and I got general in July. So I haven't even really delved into HF that much yet. Kind of trying to figure out what I want to do with it before I just start throwing money and equipment at it, but... FTA does, I think that'd be a cool one if I want to get, like, a good way to get worked all states and stuff like that.
One more state to work, and then I'll have the world, which actually takes a while. I mean, it just doesn't pop in just that fast, but it takes a little bit of time to get it, but... HF, I go and talk on HF every so often. I think I'm doing more FT8 than phone. So, but I'm talking right now off of the Yaesu 897, and then my other rig that I have, which is the Yaesu FT990, which is both of them are real good, and also my spare radio is the Yaesu 857, and that's another good radio. So pretty much just, you know, what actually I have, you know, as far as talk on, as far as antennas, I have the I have a Diamond X50 2 meter, and I have a 6 meter halo, and then I have the HF vertical, which is the 18 AVT, which now I have just finished putting. I can work 40 to 10
set up. I've got a rig here at home. I use a mobile as my base unit, and then I've got an old Yaesu dual bander in the car too. I've got a disc cone up on the roof because I started in a little bit with scanning and SDR, so that's how I ended up first real antenna was a disc cone, and then it works great for 70 centimeter 2 meter, no problem. So I don't know if I run everything through it. I don't know if I'm going to replace it. If I need to add another one, I built a dual band antenna. Just tested it out this weekend, and it's pretty cool. It's not weatherproof, but I can put it up in the attic if I needed to separate the SDR from the radio.
It worked real well, and also I got a loop antenna that I haven't used, still brand new. I took it up. The only thing I did was take it out of the box and hooked it up to test the controller, because that's my first controller. It wasn't working, but I hooked the controller up and I hear on the inside everything, you know, going up and down. So just haven't got a chance to use it. So, but other than that, I got it for the next time I decide to go out and do next time I decide to go out and do portable.
Yeah, that's interesting. I haven't messed with loops very much. I built a simple the dual band is it's just a simple ground plane with 3 19-inch pieces and 3 6-inch pieces, and I could probably just put it on a stick or a tripod and use it, because I'm testing it out on my handheld. It's doing better than anything I've bought. I've got a single stick and a little extendable Nagoya, but this one I built, I mean, it's performing a lot better than anything I bought. So it's not something I can stick directly to the radio, but if I went out and wanted to set up a tripod or go on a mountain set up and see what I can get with it, it'd really be a good one to do that with.
Most definitely. And but other than that, I've been here doing this here for 11 years now. I'm originally from Baltimore, Maryland, moved here and been here for about I've been here 7 years now.
Cool. I've got a couple friends that have moved down from Baltimore. So was that your, is this your retirement plan to come down here to Greenville, get away from Baltimore, or was it just Baltimore is Baltimore and you wanted to get the heck out of there? I understand that too.
North Carolina from, which I had my sister who lived in North Carolina. Actually, she used to live in Charlotte. And I actually came down for a weekend visit and missed my train going back to Baltimore. And I had another week here. And I said, well, I got another week here. And as the week that I was here, I told her, I said, well, I think I like it here. And I think I'm going to move. Matter of fact, no, I'm going to move here. And I even gave her, while I was there, I even gave her a did, you know, told her when I was moving to North Carolina, moved back to Charlotte. I said, I'll be here and I'll be back in 2 weeks. And sure enough, she called me a week before and I said, see you next week. I knocked on the door and she didn't believe I was there.
That's awesome. So, you're still in Charlotte?
No, I'm in Mills River, North Carolina.
I have to look that up to see what area that is. I mean, you're going through the Caesar's Head repeater, so this one covers a good bit of ground. But I'd have to look up that the town.
Right near Hendersonville and Asheville, which I'm not too far from neither one of them, so I'm pretty much almost like right in the middle, maybe.
Excellent. So you probably can get Mount Mitchell pretty well, because that's another fairly busy repeater. I'm like on the edge of it down here. I can get it, but I have to be at certain areas around Greenville to actually break the squelch and use Mount Mitchell to get the track. But if I'm in the right place, I can do it.
I have no problem with hitting Mount Mitchell repeater. Actually, I'm a member of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club, the president of the club.
I am a member of it. I went to my first meeting, actually, this month. It was the first Monday of October. We had a dozen people show up, including three or four new people.
It's the first Tuesday of the month. Okay. And it was so many people there that, you know, sometimes I get, you know, I try to remember some faces and names, but usually try to remember faces and, you know, try to remember call signs an awful lot. But I slip a lot on call signs.
Before ZEW for ID. I'm to the point where I can usually remember the last three of somebody's call sign, which is kind of awkward because I don't know the first three. But still pretty new. I finally got myself a pin with my call sign on it, my name. So when I do go to, Hamfest and field days, and I actually go to other club meetings when I can when I'm traveling for work, I don't have to continue to reintroduce myself. People can just look at the pin and be like, oh, yeah, you know, I've heard you, or I know you, or I don't know you. It's helpful, though.
GUN, ID check. Yeah. Give me a call sign again, please.
Sure. It's Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey. My name is Ben, as in Benjamin.
Yeah, well, I will definitely, because also I like sending QSO cards out a lot, so I will, like I said, definitely look you up, and hopefully that I can be able to send you a QSO card, or if you decide to come to a meeting again at Jackson Park, you know, come on through, and, you know, like I said, let me know, and I can be there to shake your hand. Well, I'm actually always there, because like I said, I am the president of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club in Hendersonville.
Okay. So is that like a sister club to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club here in Greenville, B-A-R, or Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, I think, B-R-A-R-S?
So I think I want to say yes, but I'm not quite sure for sure, but I think so.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because one is Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club, and one is Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. But I'm with the one down here in Greenville.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we have the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club. But other than that, but yeah, but next time you get down there, like I said, we first Tuesday of every month, we have our meetings, and even December, is the Christmas parade, so we'll be organizing that, organizing that one, so, but yeah, but come on through anytime.
Well, yeah, my family and I like to get up to Asheville a couple times a year and stay around town or stay at Biltmore or something. But I might try to make that Christmas parade and see if I can get you on the radio at some point, or if I'm passing through, I'll hit up a couple of repeaters, see if you're around.
That sounds great. Well, I'm gonna get ready to pass up out of here, and actually I was just strolling around and happened to catch you and another gentleman talking there, and thought I'd throw my call sign out and see, because I know the other gentleman said he's going to public, so. But other than that, it was real good talking to you. Like I said, hope to get you down the line a little bit further. Now that I know I can hit Caesar's head, I'll be definitely coming through. But you have a grand one, and I'm going to say 7-3 to you from KB2, GUN, Bill and Mills River. I'll be clear at your final.
Bill, great talking to you. Yeah, I'm going to have to get out of here soon and go pick up my daughter. So I'll look you up, see if I can't catch you farther down the log. So K-O-4-Z-E-W, I'll be clear.